Hi, welcome to the Sabian podcast. This is Lisa Meyerson, and today I'm going to be doing the week ahead from February 13th until February 19th. And I may look back a little bit at last week and the new moon. I feel like the last weeks were like a big template for a big shift of energy. And I'm really curious too how the full moon will have an impact on the next 2 weeks. And so I haven't been able to put together the aspects and the symbols for that time, but I will be working on that on Monday or Tuesday and would be curious. But I feel like the last new moon was pretty powerful. Actually, let's talk about that a little bit before I start with the week ahead. The new moon was conjunct Saturn, and it was square Uranus, and it was on that signature Saturn-Uranus square that was so emblematic of 2021. Saturn will be about contraction and limitations, and Uranus will be about breakdowns and breakthroughs and brand new ideas. But with the Saturn and Uranus squaring, they're at odds with each other, and they're also creating a lot of tension with each other. But often a square will remind me of isometric exercise and that kind of tension that will build muscle and help to build bone and help prevent things like osteoporosis and atrophied muscles. So it's a little bit of a workout, but since 2021, it feels like we've been on a treadmill or on Stairmaster. And we've been working with these two very different energies that have been squaring each other. And then with the new moon on that, on Saturn squaring Uranus, we've been really feeling that that friction and tension even more. And there has been a situation that I've had at work where there's been a lot of talk about diversity training. There have been emails going back and forth. Somebody corrected someone else for saying "you guys" because it was offensive to us, like certain people. You know, it like that kind of energy, and it's been really irritating and frustrating. We've been having more conversation about it, and temperatures have been rising. and also in the world, it's been happening with the Joe Rogan situation and with the Whoopi Goldberg situation. So I would be interested to hear if any of you have had your own situations in your personal life where things have been happening. I thought it was kind of funny that this kind of thing was happening at the community that I'm practicing acupuncture at. So I have a really, I just saw a YouTube video too that I'm going to be posting about that, about the importance of having nuanced conversations rather than saying to people, "you broke the rules, you're not supposed to say that." Like the need to really have, my own training, I've taken some of those diversity trainings, but I've also worked with peace and reconciliation. I have been in a chapter of Sisters of Shalom, which is a peace and reconciliation group between Jewish women and Muslim women. And my experience is that we really just need to talk with each other and not just say, "you broke the rules, you're supposed to do this," because it's offensive to this group of people. My experience is that people just need to talk with each other. And of course, there is a need for anti-discrimination work. But sometimes when somebody who's not even a member of the group is gatekeeping for that group, I mean, it can be like it gets kind of diluted and loses the spirit of it. So I saw this working with the new moon being on this degree a barometer. It was showing where all of us were standing, what temperature were we at on this particular thing, and really just kind of showing us this. This And seeing too that particular people like Joe Rogan and Whoopi Goldberg could be very polarizing people. And seeing that in my own community too, that some people have been barometers. And sometimes I've been a barometer, and fortunately I don't believe, it's kind of refreshing in a way not to be that person and be in the hot seat. And also because I have been in the hot seat before, I feel a lot of empathy for people who are in that position now. So I think it's really easy to point fingers at people. And at the same time, it's really important to take a look at our own vulnerabilities and failures and where we can turn that around. So anyway, I do feel like the new moon has been a big lesson for all of us, and I hope that we're able to learn those lessons and move forward with them. So that's a mini review of the new moon. There were other aspects that were happening with it, but that was the primary aspect where that was what the new moon was aspecting directly, and really, really powerful aspects. And so moving forward, with the week ahead, let's see here. Oh, and another thing that I thought was interesting too, I'm going to start with Jupiter. And Jupiter is that sense of expansion and justice too, and oftentimes seeing where our legal system is, and also where our sense of rules is. But Jupiter is about fairness and justice, and I thought it was interesting that last week, actually the week ending tomorrow, it started off with the race begins, intent on outdistancing his rivals. A jockey spurs his horse to great speed. With the Joe Rogan situation, I thought that was interesting because he's kind of a disc jockey. He has a podcast. But also the Supreme Court, one of the Supreme Court members, I believe his name is Stephen Breyer, stepped down, and now there's this whole race to find the next justice. And then by February 9th until February 12th, it was an aviator in the clouds. We were talking a lot about misinformation. And some confusion, kind of not knowing where we were going. There is also a lot of speculation about coronavirus right now and CDC guidelines. We're seeing a lot of Democratic states starting to lift their mask mandates. I see that in the city that I'm working in, Evanston, Illinois, they're lifting their mask mandate on February 28th, and seeing that there are a lot of improvements. I'm a little concerned because numbers are still really high in Illinois, but it's been interesting to see that there are a lot of places that are starting to reopen. And then this upcoming week, Jupiter is actually starting on Sunday until the 17th. Jupiter is going to be at 11 Pisces, men traveling a narrow path seeking illumination. And then it's going to be moving to Jupiter at 12 Pisces from February 18th until February 21st, an examination of initiates in the sanctuary of an occult brotherhood. I have no idea what that is going to mean, but just showing that there might be this, I'm looking at that as being part of our government, and it'll be interesting to see if there's some mystical aspect going on in the world. But I often see that it's just like people in more rarefied positions. It once again could be about the Supreme Court. On a personal level, this is both pointing to a lot of spiritual practice and really looking at how to become more engaged in a more illuminated way. And looking for ways that we can have rituals where we can initiate ourselves into something more deeply spiritual. I would be curious to see how this looks on a more mundane way. And that's Jupiter. And then Saturn is where in our chart has a contractive or a limiting aspect, or kind of the school of hard knocks, where we are forced to grow and change. Sometimes those things that make us grow up a little too soon, really difficult aspects, you know, like losing your job would be very Saturn. Having to move suddenly would be very Saturn. And I'm looking at here, so Saturn is at 17 Aquarius from, it has been here from February 6th until February 13th. And that's a watchdog standing guard, protecting his master and his possessions. So it's here now, and it's going to be here just one day next week, and then it's going to move into a different symbol and degree. And that is Saturn at 17 Aquarius. Again, I'm looking at that potentially about home ownership, about billionaires having some sort of limitation on that. Things like there's now current legislation which is preventing politicians from trading stock. And so I'm curious about that, if there will be some kind of crackdown on home ownership or property. There just was a story that Dave Chappelle is in the news about trying to prevent a affordable housing proposition in his city in Yellow Springs, Ohio. And then I watched a video that debunked that. It was showing that he was actually for one that was... he was for an initial plan that had more affordable housing, and then he was for against a second plan that showed a lot of like a development that didn't promise affordable housing but was going to donate a small amount of acreage towards it, but they didn't guarantee that they would build affordable housing. So it's interesting in the media how there is a spin, a negative spin against certain people. Interesting with Saturn too, about Joe Rogan. He has Saturn squaring his Mars, I believe. That would be an interesting conversation to do his chart at some point. But showing like a school of hard knocks for him. He's being pretty severely under attack. He's also put his foot in his mouth a lot. And so this might be a real reckoning for him to really grow up quite quickly. But that watchdog standing guard protecting his master and his possessions. That's interesting that the Dave Chappelle story is in the media right now with affordable housing, and that it's actually not quite true. The story is actually not quite true. But I'm also seeing that he's under attack right now with other things. So that would be interesting to look at his chart too. Saturn at 18 degrees Aquarius will be from February 14th, so Valentine's Day, until February 23rd. And that's a man being unmasked at a masquerade. And I would be interesting to see, too, this would be a real time to really be honest and transparent. The first person that comes to mind for me is Justin Trudeau, because he has a tendency to like to wear costumes. And he's often been kind of teased about that. I believe he was a theater major and a theater teacher before he became the Prime Minister of Canada. Is that what they are, they prime ministers? I don't know. Well, anyway, but a man being unmasked in a masquerade would be some kind of where something gets revealed at that point. And for us, it really would be about, like, once again, being transparent about ourselves and not be full of shit, basically. So we'll see what happens with that. Uranus in mundane astrology can be about the collective and our collective ideas. And I find it really fascinating that as Uranus at 12 Taurus from February 8th until March 12th is about reopening the marketplace. Denmark was, I believe, one of the first countries that decided that the pandemic was endemic. And I'm seeing a lot more opening up in the United States as well, as I said. And The symbol is a young couple walks down Main Street window shopping. I wonder if looking at feeling more open about going out in the world, again, lifting the mask mandates, feeling like we can venture out and start to enjoy ourselves again. The young couple might be about once again, if the pandemic is ending for now, we're going back into like the pandemic's transforming into an endemic. If we can start to go out in the world and meet new people again. So just thinking about that. It's still quite cold where I live. I live in Chicago, but actually today is, I think, above freezing for one of the few times. But seeing things open up and feeling more optimistic. And then Neptune at 22 Pisces has been there since January 17th will be there till February 17th. That's a prophet bringing down the new law from the mountain. And I think about like Neptune is sort of our collective delusion, whereas Uranus will be our collective ideas. And Neptune at 22 Pisces, the prophet bringing down the new law from the mountain. You know, it's been interesting to see. It would be about people that we really uphold as leaders. I'm seeing Trump is still quite popular. Thich Nhat Hanh, who just passed away, thinking about him because he passed away during this time. Also, even like people like Joe Rogan, there has been some misinformation that he's presented, but also this idea that he's just a purveyor of misinformation. He's actually not. He actually does have a lot of people on his show, like Edward Snowden and Matt Taibbi, who present enlightening ideas, Sanjay Gupta, Peter Hotez. So it's sort of our collective hysteria in a way. But honestly, we should really be looking at a number of different sources and not make anybody our guru. I do feel like this Neptune at 22 Pisces is about not having a guru, although it displays or shows us that we have a tendency to do that anyway. So I'm really happy that I don't. I've tried joining a cult. I tried joining a Buddhist community, but I always found it kind of abhorrent. So I just have a hard time being a true believer in anything or anyone. But you go ahead and do it if you need to. Fortunately for me, I can listen to someone like Joe Rogan and know what's bullshit and what's not. And so I feel like with Neptune at 22 Pisces, sometimes the bullshit detector is not that strong. Fortunately, it's moving away from the Neptune half return from the United States, which has been a lot of the QAnon ideas, and maybe we're all kind of traumatized by that. But Neptune is now moving forward away from that. So I'm looking forward to that. And then Neptune at 23 Pisces will be here from February 18th until March 16th. And that's a materializing medium giving a seance. And I'm curious about that because my first thought is somebody like Narendra Modi the denial that he had early on in the pandemic and how a lot of people in India were dying. And I'm hoping that we don't have another revisit of that. I'm hoping that as we are lifting restrictions, that we don't have an upsurge in cases too in other countries. But thinking about that, it could be a meditation on people that we've lost, a conversation about death and dying on a collective level. So it'll be there from February 18th until March 16th. So we shall see. I haven't had a lot of time to really research a lot of these things and post on my pages, but I would be curious to see how that goes about. I would say that to me also could be about the Ukraine situation, there's another position, another aspect that is showing that we'll have more movement towards war. So I'm hoping that people won't be dying of battles. That's where Neptune will be until mid-March. Pluto at 27 Capricorn from February 6th until February 6th until March 9th is a large aviary. Pluto has moved away from what I consider to be the coronavirus symbols into a large aviary. I have spoken about this being about social media. And I have seen a lot of this sort of woke mobism. A lot of wanting to cancel people, wanting to censor this movement towards canceling Spotify and so on. I'm seeing that in Europe, Europe may opt not to have Facebook anymore, and I'm seeing a lot of people moving away from Facebook. Facebook just had a major downturn in stock. And so I'm curious about this. And it's interesting to see it manifest. And so Pluto will be here until March 9th, and we'll see more of this. Pluto will be here again, on and off for the next year or so. So it'll be interesting to see what our social media in ecosystem looks like by 2023. So that's our Pluto degree. Pluto feels to me too like the next big threat. It's Pluto in the coronavirus degrees was really showing how dangerous a virus could be. We had a pandemic with this particular position, and now at a large aviary, I'm wondering if social media could potentially be a danger to us, or we could be really under surveillance. I'm just curious to see how this really transpires throughout the next year. And then the North Node currently is at 28 Taurus from February 6th until February 16th. So on Wednesday or Thursday, it'll go to a new degree. And it's been here since February 6th. And that symbol is a woman in middle life, stands in rapt sudden realization of forgotten charms and unexpected recovery of romance. And I would say that the North Node would be the way to move forward. It would have been a good time to really start pursuing meeting new people potentially, maybe accepting ourselves whatever age we're at. And the South Node is at 28 Scorpio, February 6th from February 16th again, the King of the Fairies approaching his domain. That again for me would be about moving away from worshiping anyone as our guru, like thinking about that. It's also on President Biden's son. That's his sun sign and his degree. And looking at his declining popularity. He might actually personally be very low energy right now, and that would make a lot of sense. It could feel like no matter what he tries to do, he can't undig himself out of a hole. Also showing him potentially putting his foot in his mouth. But I do see that on a collective level that the South Node at 28 Scorpio would just show that the wrong way would be to really look to anybody as our quote unquote king of the fairies. No one is our guru. And to really, really embrace who we are and wherever we're at. North Node moves to 27 Taurus on Thursday and is there until February 27th. So from February 17th until February 27th. And that's an old Indian woman selling beads and trinkets. And the South Node at 27 Scorpio, at the same time, a military band marches noisily on through the city. This one has me worried that we will be moving towards war. I'm hoping not. There's a lot of argument against it. There's a lot of propaganda that's promoting it. And I'm hoping that we don't move in this direction. And so that's something that I'm not really looking forward to. There is some other thing that I saw. Oh, later on in the month, the South Node will be going to American Indians Making Camp in a new territory. That's also making me worry that we might be heading towards some quote unquote interventions in the Ukraine, and I'm really hoping that doesn't happen. And then the North Node, I'm going to read what this would mean here. Let's see, at 28 Taurus. Here we go. I mean 27 Taurus. I mean, an old Indian woman selling beads and trinkets. The keyword would be older, wiser elements of society making offerings to the younger, less integrated, small but worthy products, adapting to changing conditions, particularly monetary or financial, working hard for small returns and rewards, battling against the odds. So I would say that it really has to do with looking to our elders, not underestimating yourself or restricting yourself to what you think others believe you are capable of, really looking at your own talents and abilities, not placing limitations on your capabilities and hidden talents, having belief in what you're doing, and understanding that it'll bring rewards. Sometimes it's necessary to do things that seem below your true station in life in order to survive, but true survival begins in your heart and your belief in yourself. Positive affirmations are useful at this time. Don't wait for passersby to stop and pay attention to you or what you have to offer, regardless of their actual monetary value. These beads and trinkets, quote unquote, whatever they may be, can be beautiful, worthwhile, and useful souvenirs to both yourself and others. And so that's the North Node at 27 Taurus. So then moving on to Lilith at 24 Gemini from February 11th until February 19th, carefree children skating on ice. I'm curious about this as we're lifting mask mandates in the schools, just to see how vulnerable and fragile children are. If there is that sense, I'm curious to see if children are protesting this and how they're feeling about it. So not sure what to make of that in the public sphere, but it would be interesting to look at that and see how that manifests. And then Chiron at 10 Aries has been there since January 24th, and it'll be there till February 18th. And that has been a teacher giving new symbolic forms to traditional images. You know, I'm curious to see how the Joe Rogan and Whoopi Goldberg situation have made us really talk about things and bring conversations about racism and transgender issues, feminism, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, Hindu phobia. Like just looking at how we are looking at the world these days, how to reimagine life, the economy, looking at striking workers and the conversation that they're offering, and just looking at how we're being catalyzed to really converse with each other and bring new ideas into the public realm. And how we're changing our own thinking, how our conversations with people in our private and public sphere are making us rethink our own ideas and the way that we see ourselves in society. And then Chiron at 11 Aries is going to be there from February 19th, so starting next Saturday until March 9th. And that's the president of the republic or the rule of the country or the ruler of the country. And that will be interesting to see if our leaders, like our president, will be provoking us to start to reimagine how, you know, I wonder if President Biden's feet will be held to the fire, or if you might get ill, like some kind of illness, or somewhere where we are healing as a nation because of our leader. And that could be President Biden, it could be the leader in of another country, but looking at if there is some type of incident that makes us really look to ourselves for healing and reconciliation. And so that is what I have to share for today, for this week. Oh, and one other thing I do want to say is Venus will be conjuncting Mars on February 16th. And that is Venus and Mars at 17 Capricorn. A young woman surreptitiously bathing in the nude. I'm curious about that. That is, it's funny. It's one of my friends that an aspect in her chart, and she had said that she used to really love to go skinny dipping. This is also a placement in Hugh Hefner, the founder of Playboy's chart. And I'm curious to see how this will manifest with Venus and Mars here. It'll be interesting to see. Venus is benefic, and Mars is about the god of war, but also sexuality. I'm just curious if there will be some news about something about nudity or streaking or some type of I don't know, sex tape or nude photo or something like that, or aspect of body positivity. I mean, there are so many different ways that these different aspects and symbols can manifest, and that's what I love about the Sabian symbols. The full moon will also be on that day, and I haven't been able to work on that yet, but that'll be coming soon. And then also February 17th, Jupiter will be sextile Uranus, and Jupiter will be at 11 Pisces, men traveling a narrow path seeking illumination. Sextiling Uranus at 12 Taurus, a young couple walking down Main Street, window shopping. And I'm curious about legislation about the pandemic and things opening up more. Because usually that traveling a narrow path of seeking illumination could potentially be about our Congress or Senate, like some type of lawmaker. So we'll see about that. So, okay, now I'm really done with today's podcast. And if you are curious about working with me, I do readings as well. You can contact me at lisamyerson@gmail.com. You can also find me on my Facebook pages, the Sabians, Lisa Meyerson Sabians, or Lisa Meyerson's Astrology Research Group, or the Sabian Symbol Research Group. And oh, actually, my personal page is Lisa Meyerson's Astrology Discussion Group. So if you'd love to work with me, or even just like to work with me, feel free to contact me. And if you have any comments, feel free to write them in one of those groups. And I look forward to talking with you more about this. And in the meantime, have a great week. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.